Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Carlos Correa in the lineup. Just saw Dan Hayes from The Athletic tweet that out. Dan is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, Jason? How are you?
I am well, and it seems like Carlos is maybe feeling pretty good tonight as well, huh?
Surprisingly, because, you know, you never know, and everybody here is probably has a lot of trauma related to Timberwolves and plantar fasciitis.
Is he going to be out for half the season? What's going on here?
I'm guessing that there's a portion of the fan base that thought amputation was on the table the minute he said plantar fasciitis. You know, and look, he's always said it like that he was kind of feeling good, optimistic. He fully admitted he woke up in a lot of pain on Tuesday, but all he's done since then is straight treatment. And he feels good. He was going in at, 3:45 today for another round of it. And I said to him, are you going to be in the lineup? He said, I'm hoping so. And like an hour later, the lineup came out and he is in it. And he's the one calling the shots here, because I think if he told the Twins, I need another day, they would have listened. They know, and yet they are confident, and they have been there.
What do they do for plantar fasciitis? Is it steroid injections, or do you know what sort of treatment he's been getting?
I honestly didn't ask. We didn't, because by the time we found out, our media sessions and availability had all been over. We did a whole bunch of Royce Lewis talk, but you know, maybe it's Mr. Miyagi. Maybe it's the hands. Like, who knows?
Wax on, wax off. I think it is like stretching and stuff. I think that's part of it too, but it's.
I know that there is so much of a difference in how it's treated, even from 15 years ago now. And that, you know, Rocco talked about it. He said he had it in one season in his career. The only thing that he felt it all year, he played with it. It was limiting, but the only thing that really shut it down for him was rest. It could be something that Carlos has to manage all season. We'll see. But like Rocco said, it's different for everybody. So we'll see. He was encouraged Wednesday. Carlos was, and obviously felt good enough today to go. So
right. Yeah, that'll be good.
Good place to be. Yeah.
For sure. Should be a fun night out at the ballpark. You're over at Target Field tonight?
Me and all of Canada. Yes, we're here. So.
What is the story with all of the Blue Jay fans who come to town? Is it just the convenience of the flight, or what's the story? What's the deal?
I think it is. When I covered the White Sox from 2012 to 17, Blue Jays fans were always at Guaranteed Rate Field. Maybe it is just, you know, it's a nice little hour and 15-minute flight.
Right.
Obviously, customs is an hour and 15 minutes itself. But aside from that, you know, I think it's pretty generally an easy trip, and Midwest is great. I mean, look, it's probably, you know, you think about the weather we have right now, this is desirable weather. People want to get outside and experience baseball, and you know, Rogers Center, they do open the dome on certain days, but there's a lot of days where that dome is closed, and
true.
This is a great place to see some baseball and enjoy it. And man, downtown is just gonna be inundated all weekend, even though the Jays are at a low point right now.
Poutine for everybody, I guess. What the heck? Let's go.
Hey, I want to know who created that and said, let's take all these great things that are just terrible for your arteries and make them into a dish, because it is a great thing.
I mean, you can understand the genius that was like, all right, French fries, and like, wouldn't it be cool to put cheese curds in there? You're like, sure.
Throw a little gravy on top.
The gravy, you're like, all right, that's, I know.
I'm in. I remember the first time I had it, and I was like, oh, man, this is heaven. And also, that jerk, whoever created this.
Yes, my wife and I went to Montreal in the spring. And there are, you know, they have restaurant after restaurant that's all they do. Different variety. They'll have like eight different poutines on the menu.
And you know what? Generally speaking, I feel like Canada's a pretty healthy country. So
yeah.
I don't. They must be very active.
You got to walk around all the time, you know, in those big cities. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know. Crazy. Dan Hayes is with us. He writes for The Athletic. He is the Twins beat writer for The Athletic, theathletic.com. Get the app. Pay. Suck it up. Help pay Dan's salary. Buy the man some poutine. You know, the Twins have let me ask you this, because I can't tell if Twins fans should feel frustrated that we're not getting the offense we expected out of this team, or should we look at the record and say 26-24, that's, you know, sort of what we expected. They're leading the division. Like, should we be happy or should we be frustrated?
Should be frustrated. Definitely frustrated. I think, look, we talked to Derek Falvey today a little bit. Look, objectively, this team should be about 34-16, maybe not that, okay? But they should have about 6-7 more wins.
Because the pitching is that good?
The pitching has kept them in like 95% of their games.
Yeah.
And they're fun. You know, it's when you're in games that much, look, they've given away 8-9 games in the last 20 that were winners.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you can't do all that. You shouldn't expect perfection every time. But the fact is they've been in a winning position. They haven't converted it as much. And as Derek probably was saying, that leads to losses that are more frustrating than say if you lost 6-1. When you lose 5-4, 4-3, and just a few things here or there could have switched the night around as opposed to a blowout loss, you feel it a little bit more. So this team should be better. I think that if you consider that their offense hasn't been consistent, Carlos Correa has not put up the kind of numbers they expect. I don't know that the starting pitching can be this good all year. That would be pretty amazing if it was. But the bullpen can be better. Consider those things. It's good that they're here because it could be much worse. Hmm. They're in a very winnable division.
Yeah.
But they need to pick it up. This needs to be a better team. The offense needs to give that bullpen and that starting rotation days off with blowout wins. That hasn't happened. Just those games are so freeing. Look, this team is tired. You could tell they were this, you know, day and a half off. They finished up Wednesday afternoon, and here they are. They didn't have to return for almost 48 hours. They needed this after the West Coast trip. They were exhausted. You could tell. And I think that's a combo of that part of the schedule being there, but also playing in tight games almost every day. It wears a team out, and the offense needs to pick it up because this needs to get a little easier at some point. And I think they're hoping that they get Jorge Polanco, Max Kepler back very soon. Royce Lewis could be here very soon to add into this group. And they generally need some energy with that offense, especially if Correa is not going to, you know, I don't expect Correa to keep hitting this way. But until he figures it out, you need something else.
Yeah.
And hopefully those things do add in and they can get on a roll that they haven't been able to, because this is the expectations weren't very high for this team, but it's pretty clear with the way the pitching has been that this is a better team than those expectations were. They just haven't lived up to it so far.
Dan Hayes is with The Athletic. Dan, tell me about, tell me what this means. Baseball recalculated the fastball velocity for Duran. What is that?
Okay, so every pitch, all this stuff is, they go through and review later, essentially. And they take all the science that goes into it, and they can determine it. And it has not shown on Baseball Savant, but we asked Josh Kalk, who is basically the Twins pitching guru, the guy who looks at pitch design, pitch creation for guys, and says, oh, this guy could use a slider, this guy could use a cutter, that kind of thing. Josh is their guy, and he also is very alert on the numbers. And so I asked him today, and he said, because we expected the numbers to actually go down, he said most of the time that 104.6 might be decreased, and it might only turn out to be 104.3. So I knew that, and I asked him this afternoon, and he said, I was like, how much did it go down? And he said, it went up. And he was like, 104.8. So
wow. It's just crazy.
It is. There's not many guys that can do. I think Jordan Hicks from St. Louis hit 105. There's just not a lot of guys that throw that hard. It's incredible when it happens, but you know what? It's funny. He did 103, 104.4, and then 104.6 in a row, and Wilmer Flores fouled them all off, which is even crazier to me.
Yeah.
So,
how do they even see it to make contact? Yeah. You just have to be guessing, right? You know how fast
you're
throwing.
Cheat to it. Absolutely. You're cheating to that fastball to catch up to that kind of heat. And some guys can do that and actually put it in play. And I think later in the at-bat, he doubled on a off-speed pitch, which, by the way, his off-speed pitch being 91 is just silly. So fun.
Fun to watch, for sure. The Twins' bullpen has struggled, no doubt about it. But Duran has been a bright spot, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. One of the most electric pitchers in baseball and just hasn't had some of the opportunities. The reason he pitched the other day was he hadn't pitched in 4 days because they hadn't been in a position to use him. So they were going to use him no matter what. He was fresh. It was warm weather, and he lit up the radar gun.
All right. You're a music guy. There are a lot of big concerts coming to the Twin Cities this summer. John Bream in the Star Tribune wrote kind of his 8 must-see concerts. I want you to tell me if you'd be in or out on these 8 shows. Janet Jackson.
Well, I'm flying back to Chicago at 5 in the morning to see her tomorrow night at Tinley Park. So,
all right. I mean, you could go Tuesday at the X, Dan, but
Well, the girlfriend would probably prefer that I go see her with her. So,
I suppose, that's what happens when your girlfriend's a Chicago girl. Taylor Swift?
Yeah. I would, just for the show, yes, absolutely. I'm not a huge fan, but I imagine that's a spectacle that has to be seen.
At U.S. Bank. I saw Taylor at, was she at the X, I think, is where I saw her? It was great. The Red Tour is when I saw her.
I would absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Erica Badu.
I mean, we're talking about a legend, so yes, I would.
Also,
absolutely.
Yes. Beyonce?
Come on. That's a no-doubter. That should be number one on that list, personally.
I mean if you said no, you would just be canceled. Like, the Bay Area,
I'd be hung up.
It'd be over for you.
I mean, come on. Even if you don't know all the songs, like, you know, it was great. I saw Lizzo in November in Chicago, and I only knew a couple songs. And the whole show is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the music and how it sounds. That's how I feel like Beyonce is. Like, there's a reason why you're around that long. It's sort of like Mariah Carey. When you are that talented, you just create stuff that always sounds good. And that's how you have, you sustain a 20-year career. So, yes, absolutely.
Madonna?
Slowing down, but sure, yeah.
I know. Madonna's sort of the, I don't know. I mean, you got to respect the legend, but...
It totally depends on the type of show she does, because I know she does different shows where she doesn't do the hits and she does specific two albums.
Right.
So I would probably want to see something with the hits, like a nostalgia show. Sure. Yeah.
She'll be at the X, so like it'll sound good. I don't know. Pink at Target Field on August 10th?
Not as much of a fan. I mean, she's great too, but I probably would.
That'd be a pass.
Yeah.
Acrobatic, though. For the acrobatics, that would be fun. But, And then the chicks at the State Fair he's got on here.
Probably not my thing. So I'd pass
there.
That's
a pass for me as well. Yeah.
And he didn't mention Killers on that list, because I'm so disappointed. They're coming here, and we're going to be in Oakland.
That's the bit. No,
I'm going home to see my family in California. And I'm beholden to make that trip, and I'm missing the Killers. That's the most disappointing thing for me.
I know it. I want to see the Killers too. Pearl Jam, the Killers, Lionel Richie, and Sam Smith. All pretty good. I'd see all of those. It'd be all.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyone wants to give me and Dan tickets, we're good to go. Dan, have a good time at Target Field tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, Jason. Thanks.
There he goes, Dan Hayes. With The Athletic. He joins us every Friday at this time. 5:49, back in a minute with the War on Cherry on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.